וימסוע אורן וימר מוישה, קומו השם ויפוץ אויביך וינוסו משנאיך מפניך, ובנוך יאמר שובו השם ריבו וסלף ישראל. So Rashi says, say להם, say לו סימוניס, סימוניס מפונו מאחריו, לא ימלך שאין זה מקיימת. This is not the place of this parsha. Loma kosuv kedei lahafsig bin puronis lepuronis. Like it says in the Gemara, this is here in order to be mafsig between one puronis and another puronis. There's a mandoma that holds, and tanoim that hold that this is a separate sefer Torah. Chotzvam, and there are shiva, there are seven sefer Torah, and Bamidbar has three sefer Torah, the Vahim Mitzvah has a sefer Torah, this parsha, and until here and after here is another parsha, three svarim in sefer Bamidbar. But it says that this sefer is here, lahafsig ben puronus lepuronus. What is that puronus that comes before it? The puronus that comes after it is vativa boemesh Hashem and tkiva satavo that comes after. What's the puronus that comes before? Ramban says that the puronus is that the pasuk that says vayisu mehar Hashem, they left Har Hashem, and they left without da'at, like a tinuk habereach mibeis ha-sefer. They left like a child that runs out of school, that's so happy to leave. They left Har Hashem. They were in Har Sinai for over a year, and when they left Har Sinai, they were relieved, like a child that leaves Bet Sefer. Why is that called Puronus? Nothing happened to them. They just left. Why do we need an interruption between a Puronus and another Puronus? It's not a Puronus. The Teretz says, this is the source of all Puronius. That people, the Klal Yisrael ran away from Har Hashem, that's the source of all Puronus. Puronus is a separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any Ra in the world, like it says in the Hashem, all Ra in the world comes about from a lack of connection from the Chesed of Hashem. And what creates that lack of connection? Our Averis. So the greatest Puronus, the source of all Puronus, is the Vayisum HaHashem, that we didn't want to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mokom of Torah, Har Hashem. That's the source of all the Puronus. That's why you need this interruption. We have to first explain why this is a Puronus. Why is this the source of all Puronus? V'yisum HaHashem. There's a loche. If someone is a ben chutzlots and he moves to Eretz Yisrael, keeps 2 days yomtiv. If it's day to lachsa, if your das is to come back, you consider a ben chutzlots. A woman, it says, if she has hope of her husband coming home, coming back, so even though generally there's a rule, if she's 10 years without her husband, she can't have children, but if her das is for her husband to come back, it's different. Daita lachzer, the das, makes a whole different mitzias of a person. It changes the person, changes the person's body. Changes a woman's body. Because she has das that her husband will come back, she has a different body. She cannot conceive. There's other halachas. Das is keveah, where you are. Your das makes you, it's just like a ben Eretz Yisrael or a ben Chutz Lo'etz. Your das is keveah, who you are. Now when someone leaves Har Hashem, when Klal Yisrael left Har Hashem, What's the definition when a child leaves Beit Sefer? He doesn't have das to go back to Beit Sefer. It's the happiest moment of his day that he's able to leave school. But he doesn't have das to go back. It's the furthest thing from his mind to go back to school. So that's a pshat. Tine kabrerem beis ha-sefer. Klal Yisrael didn't have das to go back. They didn't feel sorry. They didn't think, Levi, we could continue. Levi, we could go to another Har Hashem and have the same experience of being in Har Sinai and learning from Pi Hashem. all this time. No, they were happy, of course. Happy, of course, Chazal are not telling us in the gross sense of happy, but it meant that they, deep down inside of them, there was a part of them that was happy. And that's the Yisum HaHashem. When you cut yourself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without das to return, that's called Tine Kabarechem Beis HaSefer, and that is the greatest Puronus. That's the source of all Puronus. Yisum HaHashem. Very apropos now to talk about a certain element of Goyish culture which is different from Jewish culture. You know, nearly every element of non-Jewish culture is different than our culture. Every element. The way a funeral is run, the way a wedding is run, the way we're sameach, the way we're sad, the way we treat money, what's the purpose of money, what's the purpose of health, the purpose of life. Everything is totally, radically different. It's like a totally 180 degree difference, different direction we have from the society around us. That's the Derech HaTorah. The Derech HaTorah, we don't have a chelik in the way that Umas Olam approach any area of life. Hein Om Levod Yishkan, we're a nation that lives by itself. We have no comparison to the value system of anything around us. Everything is treated differently. The way we treat what we consider a mile is tznius, goyim think it's a chesoron. What we consider ta'evo, gaive, ta'avas Hashem kol gval levov, they consider a goal of life. Everything that we consider the evil is considered by the Umas Olam as a mailah. Atkina v'atayva v'akoved metzina sodom in olam. They consider it a mailah. Everything is different. So we have to be sensitive to that, to know how we're different. How the Torah demands from us to be Am Hashem, the Am that received the Torah. We have to be sensitive to every area and to emphasize it and to realize it. And one of these areas where there's a radical difference between us and Umas Olam is our definition of vacation. Vacation. Vacation in English means to vacate. You let go of what you did. You go, you leave go. You end your connection like you vacate a house. It's not Daita Lachza. The true vacation is that you can go away to the Bermuda, sit on the beach, and not think about anything, not have any daigas. As if you're going to live in Bermuda for the rest of your life. That's the definition of vacation. Vacation is something that you work 50 weeks in order to have 2 weeks vacation. The tachlis of life is vacation. The tachlis of life is fun and vacation and entertainment. Tachlis is entertainment. Same idea. Vacation is entertainment. That's the Goyish way. And Jewish way is a totally different way. I once mentioned that when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, went to visit Adam Godel. I went to the sea, and he was in Netanya near the sea. I went to visit him. He asked me, what am I doing in the Netanya area? I told him I came to the Yam. He said to me, well, it should be in good health. The Yam should be in good health. So I didn't know what he meant at first. I wasn't sick. I don't know what he meant by Yam should be in good health. But I understood that to him, going to the Yam makes sense if you're trying to restore your health. If you want to go to the Yam, you restore your health. G'daylim went to the Yam. Chazanish went to the Yam. Shach went to the Yam. Everybody went to the Yam because going to the Yam is healthy. The healthy exercise, the salt water, the fresh air, the salty air, it's healthy. It has a cure. It has a therapeutic effect, the Yam. So he gave me a bracha to go to the Yam, and I had just come from America. I didn't even know what he meant at first. I thought he made a mistake when I told him the Yam. I thought there's a hospital in Netanya. I thought he meant that I came to the hospital instead. So that's the definition. Slowly I learned that there's a Jewish way of looking at vacation, looking at going to the Yam, and in general, taking off time in the summer. It's a Jewish way of looking at it. It's taki health. That's all it is. That's the only reason it can make sense from a Tevedika perspective. But when you make it into a goal, it becomes the desired end of the whole year's work. That's all you dream about and all you think about. It's a distortion of what a Jew should be living for. Life is just a vacation. Life is vacating from your ordinary day-to-day job. Of course, it could be that your day-to-day job is so stressful that you need a vacation. Very possible. Maybe everyone needs a little vacation. No objection to that. But it's not vacation. It's a therapeutic break. That's what you need. A therapeutic break. That's what the definition of a vacation should be. Maybe you could have the translation as vacation as that, but that's what it should be. That's what its meaning should be. It's a break when you need to rest your nerves and the rest of your body, build up your health, a change of pace, but it's a break. And that's one of the problems of the culture we live in, is that fun is the first word you learn in school, and it's the last word that people die, the word that people die with, is having fun. And vacation is fun, therefore it's the goal of life. One of the tragedies of our time is that children that are supposed to be learning day in, day out. You're not mevatel the beis hamikdash. Binyan beis hamikdash for tinoikei shel beis rabban. They always have to learn to. You're not mevatel them ever. Tinoikei shel beis rabban are taken and given two months, some 2.5 months in the summer where they do nothing. It's 2.5 months. Minimum 2 months they take off and they do nothing. It's a tragedy. Because the goyim take off, they say the history of it is that they needed help on the farm in the summer, so they closed down the schools in June. But it's ancient history. But we have to follow them and close down our schools for 2 months. Why? Because everyone has to have fun. You have to have fun for 2 months. You can't play. I saw an advertisement for a day camp this week which turned my stomach. It said what they're going to do in the camp. The camp is going to have canoeing and skating and go skating and hiking and overnight camping and a laser tag and onashi, I think 10 or 11 things, that's what they're going to do. Yom HaLaila, that's what the children, the cheder children, will be doing during this camp. That's our mechanic children. Yeah, it has a little line there about a learning program. I don't know how they're going to fit it in. Factory tours, amusement parks, national parks. Oh, that's all they're going to do with children, school, Jewish children. And that's touted as like a something that your children should be looking forward to, and we're going to supply it for you. And what that does is give a child the experience for whatever time they have them, 3 weeks they have them in the camp. This fun packed 3 weeks where every day is something else, another excitement, another tour, and then they come back to learning at the end. If they come back, somehow they keep themselves busy for another month, and when they come back, they're bored by school because life is only fun. This is the tachlis of the year is going in all of these games, skating, and so forth that they have. Right? Of course, a child needs a vacation, and a child needs to have fun. There's no objecting to that. But we cannot make fun and vacation as a tachlis of life. We cannot train our children. This is the peak of the year to have this vacation and to give them something which they'll think is the ikar of their lives. The ikar of their lives is the fun. It's a major educational error. Of course, it's run by educators. So that's turned my stomach. And I thought this is what happened to Tenekei Shel Beis Rabban. What should be done is vacation should be a time. Children now are wired that you can't learn with them in the summer. It's very hard to change it. at least fool them into learning. Give them a little bit of playing, a little bit of baseball, a little bit of swimming, but learn with them the rest of the day. Keep them busy with learning. Don't let them be Mesiyah Das. You can't be Mevatel Tenoikesh Beis Rabban. You can't be Mevatel Binyan Beis HaMikdash for Tenoikesh Beis Rabban. No. That's the tragedy. The tragedy is the way we look at vacation and the way we look ourselves at vacation. Do we look at it with joy? Do we look at it as a break from what we should be doing? That's it. That's the Vayisu Mehar Hashem Ketinei Kabarer Mebeis HaSefer. This camp is encouraging the Tinei Kabarer Mebeis HaSefer. Of course, it's natural for a Tinei to want to run from Beis HaSefer, but to make him, give him such an enjoyable experience that he shouldn't even want to be in a Beis HaSefer. He should disdain a Beis HaSefer. It's a tragedy. That's Vayisu Mehar Hashem Ketinei Kabarer Mebeis HaSefer. Child who runs away from Beis HaSefer, he has no daito lachzor. That's the difference. You have no daito lachzor, it's a tragedy, and it's a source of all peronis. And that's why we need this parsha. We need that parsha between peronis and peronis. On the one hand, we have this major peronis of Tinek Abrer. What is Tinek Abrer from Beis HaSefer? Prikase Omach Shemaim. Not feeling that you have a Kabbalah soil, not feeling you're responsible. You have no oil, that's not what your life should be doing. On the one hand, you have that. On the other hand, you have Mis'einanim and Kivas Atava, the people that were complaining about food or complaining about their comforts, complaining about not having enough physical experience. Avatichim, Echotzim, Tzolim, Mishumim. That's the second side of this. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said that if I can't permit Am Yisrael to have this midah of prikas oil of tinek b'rechem b'yis ha-sefer, then the misoinanim, the kivas ha-tava, will have no hope. Once we're perik or malchus shemayim, there's no hope for the others, for the other yetzahoras. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chastoi gave us the Ashroas HaShchine of Shuva Hashem, Rivev HaSalfi Yisrael. The Shchine is Sheire within us, no matter how much we are Bereach Mebeis HaSefer. A Jew cannot be Bereach completely because there's a Shchine within him, there's part of him that always wants to be Dovik in Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this parsha to ensure that we're dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a deeper level, so that our external tinek abarech mebeis ha-sefer is not something that is so part of us that when it connects with the misoinanim and the kivas atavo, it's damaging to the point of no return. This is the chesed of Hashem of this parsha. That a Jew can never do that. A Jew can never totally be berech mebeis ha-sefer. That's what it's saying. Deep, you'll always feel bad. You'll always feel there's something that you should be doing besides that. You can't be free. You can't be perikol. This is the greatest chet is prikas oil, and the Vilna Gaon says that is a yetzahore, like all yetzahores. We all have a yetzahore to be perik oil. We like to be without any oil. We like to be free, without responsibility, free without any purpose in life, free. The classic book, American literature, didn't even hear about it, but the classic book of American literature is Huckleberry Finn. It's a story about a boy who runs away from home. It's like the classic story of how he manages free, unresponsible to his parents, to anybody, just free. That's the dream of American literature, is Huckleberry Finn. It's been printed thousands of times probably, and movies are made of it. In a time when people still read, that used to be a popular book. Now people only are able to be glazed-eyed at the screens. But when people read, this was the most popular book. They taught it in schools. When people knew how to read English. So at that time, that was the dream of America, Huckleberry Finn. And why? Because that's the dream of America. America believes in freedom. But freedom is a beautiful, there's no question about it. Freedom is the greatest gift that you can give to a person. And America gave that gift to the world of freedom, this idea of freedom, individual freedom, not being oppressed. And America rejects tyrants, and America rejects dictatorships. That's the history of America, and that's the culture of America, which is a very good thing. But the question is, what does freedom mean? Is freedom a tachlis, or is freedom the ability to do what I really should be doing? And where freedom is a tachlis, it's a tragedy. You have gotten rid of one tyrant by getting freedom, but you've accepted upon yourself another tyrant. That tyrant is the Yetzer Hara. So from one tyrant to another, what's the difference? But if the freedom is the freedom to do what you should be doing, that is the greatest gift there is, freedom. Not to be under the thumb of a tyrant, to be able to be free, to be Eved Hashem, do mitzvahs, to be what I should be doing, to grow. Ah, what could be greater than freedom? That's the difference. That's a major difference. Freedom, just to be free, l'shem freedom, is tinek ha-berechem beis ha-sefer. That's prikas u'malchus shemayim. That's throwing away the yoke of heaven, throwing away any responsibility. And that is the greatest puronius that there is. Not to be responsible, not to be under a yoke. There can't be a greater damage to a person. Ad kedei kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put a parsha in the Torah to mitigate the evil of that mida of Vayisum HaHashem, to weaken it, to make it that we shouldn't be able to fully make ourselves tinoikis, aborchim in Beis HaSefer. We shouldn't be children run from Beis HaSefer, because that is the greatest tragedy. And I said, this is a time of year when it's in the air, when this tinek abreah, we yearn to be free. We have to know that's a yetzer hara. Vacation is a yetzer hara. If it's health, it's a yetzer toiv. But if it's l'shem, hefkerus, prigas oil, it's a yetzer hara. We have to be able to identify what is it that we're going on vacation for. And mele, the vacation has to be as short as possible, not more than we need for our health reasons. And we have to keep on learning, whether it's a Seder or an Indian yeshiva, out of the yeshiva. Our learning has to be with Sidorim, with Kabbalah's oil, and our davening has to be the same, and our growth has to be the same. We cannot permit ourselves to fall into this puronus, the puronus of Tina Kabbalah and Beis HaSefer.